Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Friday.
She's back.
Happy Friday. Do I sound a little better today?
Oh my gosh. Night and day. Yeah.
Well, I've been in Rochester all week and I am happily telling you I am broadcasting from my bedroom now in St. Louis Park. So they sprung me. I have to go back Sunday for some testing and then get readmitted on Thursday. I know. But I am just so happy to come home and take a shower and see my kids and just have a few days in my own bed with my kids. So it's a great day, Paul.
Well, happy Shabbat.
Thank you.
You are where you belong. How do you feel? How's your energy level today? I know it varies by the minute.
Yeah. So I'm having a few hard days. My levels are not coming up as quickly as I would like them to, which gives me very low energy, low hemoglobin, low platelets. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I am home with my children. And it reminded me that, you know, just every little bit of gratefulness. My husband always reminds me, honey, you're not going to feel normal. You're not supposed to feel normal, but I feel better than I did yesterday. So that's a positive thing. And I know that's kind of how we wanted to think about the show today as well, because we all thought, oh, we can't wait for 2020 to be done. Let's get into 2021. Let's get onto the next step. Well, you know, 2021 came and it's been kind of a hot mess. But the question we're asking you today, on our phone line is, are you still hopeful for 2021? And then why or why not? Just leave a 30-second voicemail. Are you still hopeful for 2021? The phone number is 612-208-2399. It's 612-208-2399. Have you written 2021 off? Are you still hopeful? Just why or why not? Just 30 seconds. I thought we could all use a little positivity today. But if you're not hopeful, you know, we want to hear that too.
Yeah, and leave your first name, maybe your hometown, and then leave a message, 30 seconds, give or take. We want to jam as many hopeful messages as we can. That old adage, it's darkest before the dawn. The sequel is it's darkest before it goes pitch black. But I'm hopeful, Jordana, that things are going to turn around by the spring. It's not going to happen as fast as we like. Between the pandemic and unrest and unemployment, chronic problems that we're facing right now, I don't know as a nation if we've ever faced all of these at the same time. We had a depression in the 30s. We had a pandemic around 1918. But the juxtapositioning of all these problems. But I think the latter half of the year, some sense of normalcy. I'm hopeful that a majority of Americans will get the vaccine. And that it's not, as we've been saying, as the experts have been saying, it's not an on-off switch. It's a dimmer switch. But I think, you know, by July, August, September, people will be going on vacations, on trips, visiting their parents. I'm really optimistic that it is going to get better later this year.
I think so, too. And maybe for the only reason that it's hard to get worse. But I shouldn't say that too quickly because it can always get worse.
Yeah.
It can always get worse. Yeah, I get it. No, I am hopeful about this year because a lot of bad stuff has happened, obviously, within the last year. And even in the beginning of 2021, people are like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe, you know, we can't get out of our own way. But it has to. You know, the only constant is change. This will change too. This will pass if you're feeling bad now. And it was just such a good reminder from my husband when I said to him this morning, I just want to feel normal. You know, like, I don't want to have side effects. I don't want to feel fuzzy. I don't want to, you know, have blurred vision. And he goes, babe, you're not going to feel normal for a long time. So the acceptance of that helped me sort of move on with the day that, okay, let me accept that I'm not going to be normal right now, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. So I am eternally hopeful for 2021.
So, Jura, with everything you're going through, with cancer, battling cancer, you are overall optimistic, hopeful
absolutely.
For later this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. David had a good 2020. He had a child born. So what are your thoughts about 2021, David?
I did. Sure. The last few weeks have been, tough to say. An understatement, right? It's been really hard.
Yeah.
But I am overall still very optimistic about this year. You know, one of the things that is top of mind in my house is we love to travel, and our traveling has been curtailed. I mean, we've still done it, but we're doing much different and much, smaller adventures, I guess I would say. So, it seems like come maybe April, May, June, that could change, and we're very excited to take advantage of that. So that's one of the things that we're optimistic about is getting on a plane. My daughter, my 2.5-year-old daughter literally asked me this morning, when can we go on a plane again? And I love that she still remembers that. It's been almost a year since she was on an airplane, and she still remembers that. She says, I want to go on a real airplane, because we play airplanes sometimes. And I said, soon, baby, soon.
Yep. Yes, we do. We want to see our loved ones. We want to travel. We want to plan, actually put something on the calendar that may actually come true. Call us. Are you hopeful? If so, why are you hopeful? If not, why are you not hopeful? 612-208-2399. We'll try to jam as many of your calls in at the bottom of the hour at 3:35. When we come back, Tim Lammers has some ideas what to watch this weekend. Tim's next.
He knows what movies are worth watching and what ones aren't. And if you're streaming shows, he's got your hits and misses there, too. Here's Tim Lammers, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant.
Says your name is Joanna Leonberger. Indians took you when they attacked your family 6 years prior. The mother, father, and sister were, well, they passed. She's got family down in Castroville.
Captain, why are you doing this?
She needs to laugh and dream. She needs new memories.
That sounds like Tom Hanks. Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorney seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And Tim Lammers is joining us with, yes, news of the world, Tom Hanks. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jordana. Hi, Paul. Yes, news of the world. It is not the name of the Queen album that we're talking about here. It's not Rupert Murdoch's old newspaper. It's a movie playing actually in theaters, in which people can access again, of course, in Minnesota, and new on premium video on demand today. So the timing is really perfect for this movie. You know, it's the premium video on demand is a $20 price tag. But again, either that or the theater, you're going to spend the money either way, and it is definitely worth it in this case. The film is set 5 years after the end of the Civil War. There again, yes, you heard Tom Hanks. He plays Confederate Captain or ex-Confederate Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd. He travels from town to town with newspapers, charges people 10 cents apiece to hear the news of the world, the local news. The news is going around everywhere because some people can't read, and really this is their only form of entertainment at that point. He's traveling between towns when he happens across this young girl. She's 10 years old. As you heard him explain, she was taken by actually the Kiowa American Indian tribe. They raised her, but because of that, she doesn't know English, so they can't communicate. He has to get her to a safe place, but they got rugged terrain to travel across. They got some very, very bad people that they encounter. So, yeah, this is going to be an adventure.
Tim, I'm curious. The setting, the Civil War, we don't have a thank God, we don't have a Civil War, maybe a cold Civil War right now. We pray it doesn't turn into a hot Civil War, but are there any lessons from that movie? Does it resonate in today's time in terms of just what people went through after the Civil War. I'm just curious, are any lessons for 2021?
Well, I mean, certainly without giving too terribly much away, I guess there is one point where he encounters a group of people in a county that wants to live by their own rules and are unwilling to change. And he tries to inspire change in that short time that he is there. And it kind of turns out to be kind of ugly, too. So, I mean, again, without giving too much away, you know, yeah, I would say definitely there are elements of that there. But overall, I mean, this is a Western, you know, more of a True Grit sort of Western. It's not a shoot 'em up, you know, cowboy sort of High Noon sort of Western, although there's a lot of gunplay. But it really is gritty. It's intense. It's heartfelt. It really has everything. Hanks is terrific, as you would expect. There's this German actress, Helena Zengel, 10 years old. She is brilliant in this movie. I would say easily best supporting actress Oscar nomination for this girl.
Wow.
Because she stands toe-to-toes with Hanks. And this is her first American film. It's amazing how some of these people come out of the woodwork, but they do. So, yeah, it is a great film and very compelling. Less than 2 hours long as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Might be watching it tonight with the kids. That's a good suggestion.
I think really going to like it. Yeah, I hope a lot of people see this. It's certainly one of my favorites of the award season, that's for sure.
Your next one is called Wander with Tommy Lee Jones.
They know I'm here.
No one's recording you right now.
You sure? The people controlling all this, they're bringing people here. They're changing their names.
So lucky to be here.
There's an entire underground bunker. The people here in Wonder, they're all trapped.
What does it have to do with you?
They killed my daughter.
We're pinning down the truth. I never wanted blood on my hands.
He's going to end up hurting himself or someone else.
It's a war, Jimmy.
Huh. Okay.
The name of this movie, Video on Demand, is Wander. It's cheaper, like a $6.99 sort of rental. Mm-hmm. Amazon, Redbox, Fandango, wherever you rent video on demand titles. One of those voices is Aaron Eckhart. He is a private detective named Arthur. He's weighed down by a lot of emotional baggage. He also runs this conspiracy theory website, or podcast, rather, in the Southwest with his best buddy, played by Tommy Lee Jones. You probably recognize his voice as well. They get a call on the show. This woman says her daughter was murdered. The detective takes on the case. He realizes that it may be tied to an accident that killed his young daughter and left his wife catatonic. So he travels to this small, sleepy town called Wander, where he discovers that, yes, indeed, there is a conspiracy going on. But since he's mentally unstable, left distraught with the loss of his daughter, he's having a hard time convincing anybody that the conspiracy theory is real. So the interesting thing is, this is a crime mystery, but in the middle, surprisingly to me anyway, it turns into somewhat of a science fiction film as well. More of like an Outer Limits, Twilight Zone sort of hour-long. This is an hour and a half, but it could have been probably better as an hour-long episode of one of those shows, Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, one of those.
That sounds a little too close to home with those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say the
Well,
same thing.
I mean, and you know, I mean, they're out there, though. I mean, certainly they struck it timely with the current events, certainly. But they've been around for years, conspiracy theory podcasts. So somebody took the initiative to make a movie out of it, and it's okay. It's one of those films I'd just say as okay. You know, you got great acting and everything like that, but I think people are going to get into it thinking they get one kind of movie and they get another. So yeah, that's the big warning I put out there right away.
Good tip.
Hey Tim, you're always a hopeful, optimistic kind of guy, so I'm hopeful you have a hopeful message. We're asking listeners, what are they hopeful about? Are they hopeful that things will turn around in 2021? Why or why not? Asking them to leave a 30-second message, 612-208-2399. Are you still hopeful for later this year?
I certainly am, and it'll be longer in 30 seconds, I promise you. And I'll tell you why. First of all, every year is full of its own tragedies, right? Yes, last year was extraordinary. Hopefully we're not going to have another one of those extraordinary years. But what I will say is that I am always full of hope. I think that I'm inspired and my life is shaped by those around me who are hopeful. You're a hopeful person, Paul. Jordana certainly is hopeful. Jordana inspires me by fighting like a son of a gun against this dreadful disease. That gives me hope. That inspires me. That inspires other people. So when we get to hear her every day and know damn well she is going to beat this disease, we're going to be inspired, and hopefully that love and that joy and that inspiration is going to be passed on to others. So, yes, I absolutely believe that this is going to be a great year, and I'm always full of hope. And, again, it's all shaped by you people.
Well said,
oh, Tim.
Well said.
I'm crying a little.
I almost am.
Thank
too,
you.
You know?
Thank you, sweetheart. I think about your wife, and I think about you guys, and I appreciate all your support. So we got to be hopeful together. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
You're the best,
thank
Tim.
You.
You bet. Hang in there, my friend. I could Feels not like have said it any better. Yeah.
Yeah. That, he's such a beautiful friend. That was kind. I know.
I'm
tearing up a little bit. But
you're modest, but you really do inspire a lot of people. You are inspiring a lot of people now. Anyway.
You're making me blush.
I know you don't want to hear
radio.
It. But it's true.
A good thing it's radio. Yes. I have some interesting news. Apple is planning to combat systemic racism. How? We're going to find that out after the break. And we're taking your calls. Here's the number. 612-208-2399. Are you still hopeful for 2021? Why or why not? Leave us a 30-second voicemail. We'll check them next. Favorite part of the day. You and I just get to sit and breathe. Yesterday, I had some flakes to look out outside. You didn't have as many here in the metro. Today, it just seems wet in the metro. So we're going to go back to basics and breathe together. I want you to breathe in for a count of one and then out for a count of two. Back to basics, my friend. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. There's two ways to do this. You can do 1, 2, 1, 2, or you can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with the counting. The kids like to do this breathing exercise as they go up. It feels like it's getting them somewhere. I kind of like the 1, 2 because I know my mind is going nowhere. So breathe in for one and breathe out for two. It's as simple as that, and you are meditating. That's it. You keep doing that for the rest of the show. Paul and I will move on.
Paul, back with you. Thank you, Jura, for that. We all need to take some deep breaths, and nobody does it better than you. So thanks for keeping that going. Are you hopeful? You know, with everything we're going through as a nation, as a planet, do you still retain hope? We hope to hear from you. You can still leave a message. We want to try to play as many of these as we can. 612-208-2399. 612-208-2399. I'm a glass half full kind of guy most of the time, although the past few months have tested my sense of hope and optimism.
Oh, yeah.
But I am hopeful that things are going to turn around. It's never going to be perfect, but I really sense that it will get better. Combination of warming temperatures, more people outside, more people getting the vaccine, hopefully civil unrest, violence tapering as we head into February, I hope. But I think we will be able to see our loved ones and travel and plan and do all the things we took for granted back in 2019 and none of us take for granted right now. Enough of what I think. What do you think? Here are some of the messages that have come in.
This is Darlene from Anoka. Yes, I'm hopeful for 2021. We're going to have empathy and compassion back in the White House, and the vaccine is on its way. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jane from Minneapolis, and I'm still hopeful for 2021 because I was a displaced homemaker in 2020. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, it's Scott from Minneapolis. I think that's a great question for 2021. Today is my two twins, Charlotte and Vince. They're our little apples of our eyes. They're 10 years old, finally. IVF babies, they were miracles. And so we're celebrating that. We're in the hockey rinks now, playing hockey, school's in person. Life's pretty good. So I'm optimistic that we start traveling again and getting on planes and spend more time together with our friends and family.
Love that. Love that. Thank you. We kind of, we needed some good news. We need some hopefulness. We need some positivity. So keep them coming. We will sprinkle them throughout the show. It's a fun thing we're doing on the show now. 612-208-2399. Just leave us 30 seconds. What are you feeling hopeful for or not? Because, you know, this is about what you guys think, not only about what we think. But there's lots of reasons to be hopeful. Here's one, Paul. Apple yesterday announced new details on plans to combat systemic racism and promote racial equality. One of the greatest lessons, of course, was of 2020 was the lessons of George Floyd. I don't know that we've learned them, but we're trying, taking steps forward in racial equality. So Apple, here's what Apple wants to do. They're giving $25 million to the Propel Center, which supports historically black colleges and universities. They're launching the Apple Developer Academy to support tech and coding students in Detroit, and venture capital funding for black and brown funders. They are hoping that this will really lead to meaningful change. I think they can up the number of the $25 million donation, by the way. But, you know, it's good that Apple is, despite everything that is going on, thinking about this and taking steps and making announcements, and hopefully it will affect real change.
Yeah, that is good news. A lot of businesses are stepping up, and you may not agree with them, but it's interesting that businesses are moving faster than, in many cases, politics is moving. So I find that fascinating. I'm hopeful we can have some civil conversations about gun safety in 2021, Jure. You know, I've gone on the air. I believe in my Second Amendment rights. I have a conceal and carry. I think, you know, firearms shouldn't be used as trophies. We use them to hunt. We use them for self-defense. Fine. But I also concurrently believe that we have too many weapons out there, and they're in the hands of some people that shouldn't have them. And I find it interesting. This just in, some breaking news. The NRA is declaring bankruptcy and moving to Texas.
Really?
They are reorganizing. The NRA is declaring bankruptcy. So
wow.
I find that interesting. The other, you know, there's been
any,
a lot of... What? Go ahead.
I mean, do they say donations are down? Do they say people left the NRA? Did they say it was bad? They weren't getting corporate donations? Do they say why? I mean, I think there was some kind of corruption scandal. I don't know that that's shaken out yet. But did they say why?
At this point, no. It just said the NRA is restructuring as a Texas nonprofit to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York. This according to the NRA. So, look, they've been besieged by lawsuits. I don't know if they're spending so much money on lawyers that they... I don't pretend to know, Jure, but that news just in, I'm sure we'll learn more. The other thing that just that I saw, and I wanted to get your opinion about this. Mm-hmm. Apparently Nordstrom's just canceled Ivanka Trump's shoe line, her accessories, the stuff that she was selling at Nordstrom's high-end store. Mm-hmm. They are canceling that. And a lot
I
of
thought
people,
that she shut that down a while ago. I guess not.
Well,
it was still in existence?
Apparently not. And there's a lot of debate right now about cancel culture, you know, even taking the president off Twitter and Parler being shut down. A lot of people are decrying cancel culture when we just had an election that a lot of people tried to cancel. A lot of people just tried to cancel millions of legitimate votes. So I have mixed feelings. I think the tech titans in Silicon Valley have too much power, and I think that's going to be addressed over the next few years. You have a First Amendment right to free speech, to protest, absolutely. You do not have a First Amendment right to incite violence, to incite others to carry out violent acts. So what do you think of Nordstrom canceling Ivanka? Does that
I think per Nordstrom, they got to go with what the business is. If no one's going to buy it, then you can't carry a line that no one's going to buy. I mean, Ivanka has a right to have her line, and people can go online and order from her online store or whatever. But if you're Nordstrom and you want to take a statement, I mean, I am fine with that. I think we're at that point in history where these organizations do have to draw a line in the sand. What is the culture that you're willing to tolerate? Are you willing to tolerate lies, violence? What are you willing to tolerate? And it's okay to take a stand. I don't know that it's cancel culture. I think it's Nordstrom maybe saying, this is what we believe. This is what we're going to do. And if that means taking this person's line out of, you know, if somebody was a serial killer, I don't imagine they would hire. Of course, I'm not making that equivalency. Don't take that out of context. They wouldn't carry that person's line. If you don't want to be associated with that person, you don't carry the line. That's it. It's business.
Businesses can't be forced to do business with other businesses, right? I mean, it's right. That. So, yeah, First Amendment only goes so far. The First Amendment is to protect you from the government, from your speech, but it doesn't protect you from the blowback of your speech.
Absolutely not.
You are accountable for your words. You're accountable for your actions, and that won't change anytime soon. When we come back, Sloan Martin has an update on enhanced security at the state capitol and what else officials are concerned about this weekend. She's next. Paul and Jordana, DJ producing. Hope your Friday is going well. It's the 15th day of January, although it looks and feels more like the 15th day of March out there right now, mm-hmm. which is a little weird, mid-30s.
Yeah, it's a little moist.
Okay.
It is.
Why do people hate that word so much?
I know. It is one of the most hated words in the English language. It's moist. I know David was wishing for more snow, but it's just wet out there.
Well, DJ has not behaved himself, and so I made sure the Doppler would not drop any snow.
You didn't get my check?
On DJ's on. No. The jingle of change, no. Sloan Martin is here. Apparently a crazy press conference with the governor today, talking about security at the state capitol and elsewhere. And Sloan, can you bring listeners up to speed with the latest?
Yeah, I think I'll try to condense what happened over at least an hour and 15 minutes. There was a lot of information packed in there, but the main focus was on, and the reason it was called, was for security of the Capitol for this coming weekend and the days leading up to the inauguration. Now, we learned from Department of Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington that as of right now, according to federal law enforcement agencies here in the state, that as of right now, there is no credible threat to the Capitol in St. Paul. He said that FBI document that was reported but dated for December 29th at this point is outdated, but there's still going to be a focus on the Capitol. There's a lot to protect there in that building, and I think everyone's top priority is avoiding any kind of catastrophe that's even reminiscent at all of what happened at the Capitol in the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. So you're going to be seeing some streets closed off. You're going to be seeing an increased presence of state troopers there as well. Of course, there's not a whole lot they can detail about the specific plan, but Harrington said that he was very confident about what this looked like. And we're talking about coordination of multiple agencies from the local, county, state, and federal level. So there's a lot happening here. We have St. Paul involved as well. But another thing that came up too is that Harrington says there is also plans in place, including 100 National Guard members who have been activated, who are going to be kind of flexible. They'll be able to move wherever things are happening. But he said there is also planning taking place for what he called soft targets. So if there's so much focus focus on the Capitol, could bad actors decide to go somewhere else, some other kind of government building? He said a lot of the discussion and chatter online that they're seeing is of an anti-government kind of sentiment. So there are also plans in place for potentially other places where these bad actors and criminals potentially could be going based on that intelligence. So that is the main point of why folks came out today. But we also learned more about the vaccine, and we've been reporting on this at the top of the hour, but the Washington Post today reported that these reserves of vaccine were already exhausted, that they did not exist. Remember, I told you guys, I think it was last week, that we were supposed to get a pretty big shipment. They were going to send out what were supposed to be reserved for the second dose. Those aren't there anymore and never were in the first place. And Governor Walz really did not hold back his frustration.
That's unbelievable. It's so disheartening to hear that, that it was never there in the first place. I mean, it's such a betrayal.
Oh, Governor Walz says that we were lied to. And he said, quote, yes, who's going to be prosecuted for this? Where were they? Who has them? And he was really passionate talking about this. I mean, you think about the kind of hits he's taken here and the kind of challenges there have been for all kinds of elected leaders. But he feels like states are being unfairly blamed and targeted for how the vaccine is being rolled out when there isn't this national presence to really streamline this process.
I hear that. Sloan Martin, a great reporting. Thank you for sharing with us. Have a great weekend, Sloan.
You guys too.
Thank you, Sloan. That is disheartening.
Where is the vaccine? It is. Where is the vaccine?
I'm sad about it. Obviously, I'm disappointed along with everybody else. I can't say I'm surprised.
But you know, are you hopeful? Our phone number is 612-208-2399. We're taking 30-second voicemails, 612-208-2399. Are you still hopeful for 2021? Why or why not? We're sprinkling them throughout the show. We want to hear what you're thinking. I know it's a little bit early in 2021, which has proved to be a disappointment, but tell us your thoughts about 2021, 612-208-2399.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming up, a little bit of a mea culpa. Why didn't we get more snow? We got a few inches, but it was less
enough
than everybody predicted. You got the most, 6 inches down at Rochester. But talk about some of the factors and take a look ahead and talk about Jordana next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.